They took the path the foxes run, past the roots of Father Oak. The air grew still, the sun half spun beneath the canopy cloak. No sound of axe, no hunting call, just the breath of the ancient wood. A quiet place where deep things fall and are misunderstood. The moss was thick upon the stone, the fern stood tall and green. I thought I walked completely alone, a solitary scene. Then by the bank where clover grew, a silver dust began to rise. Not fireflies nor morning dew, but light behind soft eyes. They move like motes of painted glass, humming a soft essential sound. Too quick for mortal eyes to pass, they flitted near the ground. With wings of lace and clothes of thread, woven fine from dandelion fluff, the tiny graceful forms were spread, and beauty was enough. Oh, thorn and the vine, the healers of the broken stem. They hold the secrets of the moss and the pine and share their light like a diadem. The small folk of the woven ring, they watch the world with careful grace, and every kind and living thing finds quiet comfort in this place. I saw one whisper to a sleeping brush the tangles from her ear. Another knelt where shadows grew to dry a fallen sparrow's tear. They polished stones and smoothed the bark of the birch whose skin was split by storm, leaving a bright and healing mark to keep the fragile tree warm. They watered roots and gathered dew for thirsty beetles on the run, and painted colors fresh and new upon the fading mushroom. They moved with purpose, swift and neat, attending to the forest's need, tending the heavy humid heat, planting a tiny hopeful seed. No anger flashed, no sign of haste, their labor was a patient art, restoring what the wind had erased with innocence and open heart. They are the wardens of the hidden key that turns the summer into gold, the gentle power you cannot see, the stories left untold. Oh, they are the menders of the thorn and the vine, the healers of the broken. They hold the secrets of the moss and the pine and share their light like a diadem. The small folk of the woven ring, they watch the world with careful grace, and every kind and living thing finds quiet comfort in this place. I am no king or ancient sage, just a traveler passing through. I close the book upon that page, lest I break what their hands renew. For magic dies when spoken loud, and goodness shrinks from mortal glare. So I stood silent in the cloud of the light that lingered there. I held my breath and closed my hand, protecting the vision I had found. The small